the years, I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth.
What do Dolly Parton, the Juneau Public Library, and Alaska's First Lady, Sandy Parnell, have in common? Children's books, and lots of them. On Wednesday morning, Library Programs Coordinator Beth Weigel and Mrs. Parnell read to an attentive group of kids at the downtown library.
How many of you have read Otis before?
Otis is right there, Otis is right there.
Where's Otis? Oh, there's Otis.
Parnell says a love for books can begin at readings like these.
I remember very clearly the days in the 90s when our little girls were here in Juneau, and I had a baby and a toddler, and library time was some of the highlights of the week. So we would go to Douglas, we would come here and just enjoy very much reading time. And our kids really developed a love of reading, and I think it's because you start early. Literacy really starts from the time children are babies. And so I just still carry that love of reading and really desire to come alongside parents and caregivers and help in any way I can to encourage that.
But after working hard all day, Otis was ready to unwind and play.
And how is legendary country singer Dolly Parton involved? Youth Services librarian MJ Grandy says that Dolly Parton wants kids to have what she did not.
Well, Dolly Parton, a story goes, only book she had growing up was the Bible, and that was good, but she wants kids to have more resources. So she funds the Imagination Library, and a community signs up and agrees to pay $30 a year for a child to participate, and Dolly pays everything else, close to about $300 over the course of a year. Each child from birth to age 5 gets a book mailed to them to their home once a month for that full 5-year period.
Grandy shares Parton's passion for childhood literacy. In coordination with the Southeast branch of AEYC, or the Association for the Education of Young Children, Grandy has organized community and family events like Sandy Parnell's reading today.
For her mother, but when the sleepy sound of the soft put, puff, puttity chuff came from the next stall, the scared little calf stopped.
According to Parnell, Alaskans have thoroughly embraced the program.
I think we are second in the nation, only to Tennessee, Dolly Parton's home state, for signups for Imagination Library. Currently, I believe 40% of Alaskan children are signed up in this program. So I encourage every parent to sign their child up, because it really instills that love of reading from a, baby on up.
And Grandy says it's working.
The school district has actually seen an increase in the literacy level in their incoming 5-year-olds by having this program here, that kids have a common foundation of literacy. They've been sharing these same books. And the studies of, do you read with your child at home, those numbers are going up. We're really pleased.
And Parnell, she's into it too.
It's pure joy. You get kids and books together, and it's always wonderful.
The farmer surprised everyone with a brand new yellow tractor. Time to move out, Otis, the farmer said.
To get your child involved, visit your local library or join the Imagination Library's community celebration next Friday, November 8th at the Jack. They'll present the 100,000th book in Southeast. For more information and some cute images from the reading, please go to ktoo.org.
Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors. My mama made for me.
For KTOO, I'm Scott Burton.
Just for me.